Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about your portfolio. Today we're diving deep into Webull Corporation, ticker Bull, a digital brokerage that's been making waves in the fintech space with its commission-free trading platform and expanding suite of tools for active investors. Webull has carved out a solid spot in the market by targeting younger, buff, tech-savvy traders who want more than just basic stock execution. The company offers equities, options, ETFs, and now even mutual funds for IRA accounts, plus international exposure through markets in Hong Kong, Singapore, and Canada. Recent moves like removing pattern day trader restrictions have positioned it to capture more retail flow as volatility picks up. At its core, Webull operates as a mobile-first brokerage with over 1,000 employees and a business model built on payment for order flow, premium subscriptions, and wealth management products. CEO Anquan Wong has steered the company toward broader accessibility, and the platform's community features and educational content help keep users engaged even when markets are choppy. Looking at the revenue breakdown, the United States still dominates with over $516 million in the latest fiscal year, but international segments are growing. Hong Kong, Singapore, and Canada together contribute meaningful chunks, while other member revenue and miscellaneous categories add diversification. Total revenue jumped from about $390 million in 2024 to nearly $571 million in 2025, reflecting higher trading volumes across equities, options, and newer asset classes. On the earnings front, Webull posted a Q1 revenue beat with 36% year-over-year growth, driven by that increased activity offsetting heavier marketing spend. EPS came in line with expectations, and the company has shown improving gross margins around 76%. Net income turned positive in the most recent full year at roughly $24.8 million after a loss the prior period, though profitability remains sensitive to market volatility and user acquisition costs. Management highlighted on the Q1 call how strategic initiatives in AI-driven tools, international expansion, and B2B infrastructure are setting up longer-term growth even amid current market challenges. They noted that removing pattern day trader rules should accelerate volumes and user acquisition, while the new mutual fund IRA offerings expand the addressable market for sticky, long-term assets. The balance sheet looks robust, with cash and equivalents exceeding $2.1 billion and total assets near $3.9 billion. Free cash flow generation has been strong, coming in over $561 million last year, which gives the company plenty of runway for product development and potential share repurchases or acquisitions. Debt levels stay modest relative to equity, keeping the capital structure clean. From a valuation standpoint, the stock trades at a forward multiple that looks reasonable given the growth trajectory, though the price-to-sales ratio around 4.85x reflects the market pricing in continued expansion. Enterprise value sits near $1.1 billion, and with improving margins, any sustained pickup in trading activity could drive meaningful multiple expansion. Strengths include rapid user growth, strong cash generation, and timely product launches like mutual funds and PDT removal. Weaknesses center on still thin profitability and heavy reliance on trading volumes. Opportunities lie in international scaling and AI enhancements, while threats include regulatory shifts and competition from bigger brokers. Recent performance has been volatile, with the stock down about 13% over the past month and nearly 44% over the trailing year, though it showed some resilience with a 2% gain in the most recent week. The broader software application sector has also faced pressure, so Bull's moves are partly tied to sector rotation rather than company-specific issues alone. When we run the numbers through a discounted cash flow lens using conservative 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth assumptions, the intrinsic value lands around 5.86, which sits close to where shares have recently traded. That suggests the market is pricing Webull fairly for now, but any acceleration in user metrics or margin expansion could push the fair value higher over the next few years, especially if revenue continues compounding at the 30%+ clip we've seen lately. Overall, Webull represents a high-growth fintech play that rewards patience through market cycles. If you're comfortable with volatility and believe in the long-term shift toward digital brokerages, this one has intriguing upside potential as execution continues. Drop your thoughts in the comments, like the video if it helped, and I'll catch you in the next one.